know from lots of domains, whether it's aviation or the military or clinical medicine, that you can have the most effective leadership is really created by the physicians who flatten that hierarchy. And they still are the leader, but what they do is they create a situation where people feel free to speak up, feel that what they have to say will be respected, and that, in fact, they're encouraged to participate and can make a difference in the care process. That whole issue of power distance has tremendous impact. And, you know, physicians who walk into an operating room and introduce themselves to nurses and talk or brief about what they're going to do that day and why it's different, and, you know, it gets everybody on the same page, and it makes the other team members feel like they're part of the process. You know, to the contrary, somebody who marches in a rather imperious manner and just announces they're there and aren't we all professionals and let's do our job, it's a completely different dynamic. And one of the things that seems very basic, but that we've discovered in our operating room work, is that very frequently the physicians do not know the names of the other people in the room. And it seems very simple and very basic, but it's pretty hard to speak up when somebody doesn't know your name and you haven't even established a small semblance of a relationship. And so a lot of this, which again seems at a pretty Sesame Street level, is creating a relationship and welcoming people and setting the expectation that they need to speak up and keep us on the same page, you know, during the conversation of describing to the team, in fact, what we're doing, so people can actually have that understanding and monitor it, is pretty critical. Otherwise, everybody just walks in there with an assumption of what's going to happen, and frequently those are very different movies.